hacking through the symbolism in Children Go Where I Send Thee. Man, if I went through this song line by line, starting to write as I am on November 1st, giving all the variants both of the song itself and also its precursors, Christmas would be long gone by the time I finished. I'm sure there have been whole doctoral dissertations written on just this subject. But not everyone shares my obsession with history and etymology, so I'm going to concentrate on this version, usually sung or performed as a Christmas song, even though none of the verses except for the first one refers in any direct way to the Christmas story. The original format of the song is that of a call and response, with one person starting out each verse with a command, "Go where I send thee," then the crowd responding with the question, "How shall you send me?" And then the soloist answering with each new idea and the crowd joining in on the lines already sung. This pattern may or may not be followed in the many and varied arrangements that have been written over the years. And while children's choirs often perform the song, the word children doesn't necessarily refer to actual children, but rather to the listeners, perhaps seen as a congregation of God's children. It is clear that Children is a true folk song, that is, one that was passed down orally over many years until the lyrics and the tune were written down. As is typical with songs of this type, there's no one definitive version. If you will permit me one historical byway, I will note that the trail leading to what we sing today starts way back with the Haggadah text used to guide the Jewish Passover Seder, a special meal with its own set of rituals that celebrates the Exodus. The song, "Who Knows One," became a part of the Seder sometime in the 15th century and is now so accepted that it's printed in the back of the official text. Like Children, "Who Knows One" is a cumulative teaching song, with each verse adding a new truth, which has to be added to all of the preceding verses. The official version has 13 verses, and the whole listing is much simpler and clearer than the later versions that came out of the British Isles, moved to North America, and in particular Appalachia, and then were adopted by African-American slaves. The most common lyrics used today come from that last source, and don't have the same mix of Christian catechesis, astronomical mnemonics, and what may be pagan cosmology, as do the British Appalachian ones, so I'll stick with those. Here are the most common lines, sometimes with varied wording, and the meaning or meanings included, if necessary. One for the little bitty baby, wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. He was born in Bethlehem. Two for Paul and Silas. The two preachers who were imprisoned for preaching the gospel in the Christian New Testament book of Acts. Versions coming out of slave populations tended to emphasize imprisonment. Earlier versions seemed to refer to Adam and Eve, or even to Jesus and John the Baptist. But the image of imprisonment seems to have been more appealing to the African-American enslaved population. Three for the Hebrew children. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three captured Jews in the Jewish Bible book of Daniel, who were thrown into a fiery furnace for refusing to bow down to an idolatrous statue of the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar, and were rescued by God. Another imprisonment/punishment scenario in this version, by the way. British Appalachian ones usually refer to the three magi. Four for the gospel preachers, writers, or for the four stood a-knocking at the door. So either the four evangelists, authors of the first four books of the Christian New Testament, or, if they're knocking, the four friends who were so determined to get their paralyzed friend to Jesus for healing that when they couldn't get into the house where Jesus was teaching because of the crowd, They went up onto the roof, cut a hole in it, and let their friend down on ropes to be healed. 5 for the gospel preachers, or for the 5 who came back / stayed alive, or for the bread they did divide. If you don't use the 4 evangelists for the previous verse, you can use it here, with the 5th ones referring to the Apostle Peter or the Apostle Paul. The 5 who came back alive could refer to the 5 people in the New Testament who were raised from the dead, other than the resurrection of Jesus. Yes, there are 5. I counted them. As for the bread, that would refer to the feeding of the 5,000, in which Jesus fed the crowd with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. 6 for the 6 that couldn't get or never got picked or fixed, or the 6 proud waters or walkers, or the days when the world got fixed. A comparison is often drawn here to the 6 water jars at the wedding of Cana, site of Jesus' first miracle of changing water into wine. According to the book of John, there were 6 water pots of stone standing there at the feast, which Jesus had the servants fill with water, and which was then poured out as wine. But those jars did get picked, and they were filled with wine. So I'm confused about that one. It should be that did get picked, or that did get fixed, or something like that. Probably a corruption of a line that was clearer. The proud waters would, of course, been the water that was indeed turned to wine. And the walkers might represent the servants who carried the water pots to the feast and poured out the wine. May I include here one of my favorite biblical phrases? We're told that the master of the feast praised this wine, though he had no idea where it came from. But, and here's the phrase, the servants which drew the water knew. They were in on the miracle because they'd obeyed Jesus' command to fill the water pots and then pour them out. They did the work behind the scenes. The 6 days when the world got fixed refers, of course, to the 6 days of creation in Genesis chapter 1. 7 for the 7 that went to heaven or that never got to heaven. These 2 groups of 7 occur in the same parable told by Jesus. There were 7 wise and 7 foolish virgins. The wise ones had their lamps filled with oil and are ready when the bridegroom comes. A complicated bit of theology and Middle Eastern custom here. And the foolish ones don't. While they're out getting oil, the door to the wedding chamber is closed and they're left out in the cold. 8 for the 8 that stood at the gate, or that the flood couldn't take. An obvious reference to Noah, his 3 sons, and their respective wives. The gate would be the door of the ark that Noah built, and when everyone was inside, God shut the door. But door doesn't rhyme with 8. 9 for the 9 that stood in the line, or that dressed so fine, or for the angel choirs divine, or from a British version, the 9 bright shiners. All of these various wordings fit in with the idea of a reference to angels. Early Christian mysticism said that there were 9 orders of angels, although that idea doesn't occur in Scripture. The bright shiners are almost certainly stars, but angels and stars are often associated in the Bible. Job 38:7 refers to that idea. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. 10 for the 10 commandments. 11 for the 11 who went to heaven. Probably a reference to the fact that only 11 of the original disciples went to heaven, since Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus. 12 for the 12 apostles or disciples. There are many versions to choose from for this song. I'll start with my favorite from my favorite Christmas album / CD. and I include a YouTube video that's playing this song from an album called Wassail, Wassail, Early American Christmas Music by The Christmas Revels, a wonderful, wonderful version. Then, the second video is a real historical treasure, a recording made from wax discs in the 1930s of a Black prison work gang. Be sure to read the information underneath the YouTube video, and I include that link. And with that, I really must close. If you would like to watch the videos or follow any other links included in this article, go to debbiesimons.com, the Behind the Music website, and in the search bar, simply put, Children Go Where I Send Thee, and you'll get the entire post.